In terms of guys that didn't participate, practice today, Pray Jerry, Julio Jones, Charles Mitchell, and Asante Samuel. Limited participants were John Abraham, Jonathan Babineau, Matt Bryant, Kevin Cohn, Christopher Owens, Michael Turner, Vance Walker, and Sean Weatherspoon. Tomorrow, a number of those guys that didn't participate will be limited. Some of those limited will be in full participation. So we had a physical game last Sunday and wanted to make sure we get these guys rested. So,
How does Boone look in his return and when Julio's just dressed out the part?
Well, Julio went through some walkthroughs.
Okay.
He went through our walkthrough periods today. He'll get more participation tomorrow. Sean had limited participation today. We just wanted to ease him back in, and I would anticipate if there's not any residual effects from today's practice that he'll be a full participant tomorrow.
And Kevin getting him back today, too.
Yep.
He was a returnee.
Yep. Kevin returned as well, and I would anticipate that he would be a full participant tomorrow if he doesn't have any residual effects. Those guys probably had their best rehab run that they'd had on Monday, mm-hmm. and we anticipated that they would be ready to go in practice today. We just wanted to ease them in slowly.
With the news about Joe Hawley and the signing of Gunn, how does the depth look now with the in the interior line?
Well, you're going to have some of your cross-trained players have to step in and play different roles. So Mike Johnson's going to be a guy that's going to have to play inside and outside. Again, we've got to be able to rotate someone in to have a second and third center, so we've got to have a different rotation, and we'll make a decision on who the seventh offensive lineman that we'll have up and active as we go through the week. But Joe had been a guy that was in our rotation and was our backup center.
What have you noticed, maybe improvements in Josh Freeman from last year?
Well, he's running the offense extremely well. They're scoring a lot of points, and they're doing it both running and throwing the football. I think he's throwing with more accuracy. I don't think he's taking off and running as much. When he does, he's running effectively. I've not seen as many negative yardage plays. I think that he's doing a good job of getting the ball out of his hands. And I think that the weapons that they've added in Vincent Jackson and Doug Martin have helped their offense immensely.
What about Dallas Clark and what he's meant to him?
Well, Dallas is in the last 3 or 4 weeks has really become more of a productive player for him. He creates some issues inside and outside. Not to take anything away from him, probably should have mentioned him with the other guys, but he's done a nice job in his production, and he's really getting a good feel these last 3 or 4 ball games.
Coach, what's been the kind of underpinning of their turnaround under Coach Shiano this year? Have you been able to pick up any of that on film?
They're playing very hard. Mm-hmm. That is obvious. They play with a lot of passion, a lot of energy, and they're doing a very good job in their run defense. They've been a very aggressive team in terms of stopping the run. They're number one in run defense, and they're scoring a lot of points. And the other thing I think that shows up is they're very good in the turnover ratio, but when they do create those turnovers, the offense is turning them into points. They're number one in the league in terms of scoring touchdowns off turnovers, so they've done a very nice job there. And as you know, turnovers are a big part of the game.
It's hard to get a read on that defense on the numbers. One against the run, 32 pass, and then 15 interceptions. How do you analyze them?
Well, they've done a very good job stopping the run.
Okay,
that's obvious. Mm-hmm. That, you know, they're the number one team in the league. They've had some injury issues in the secondary. It could skew the numbers. When they score that many points, people are going to probably throw the football on them more. They've done a really good job in scoring points the last 4 games. If you just take their last 4 games,
uh-huh.
I think they're like 3rd or 4th in the league in scoring over the last 4 weeks. So people are probably throwing the ball more on them. That's how I would look at it. But they are playing with a lot of energy, And you can't discount what they're capable of doing on special teams. They've got a weapon in Michael Keenan as a kickoff guy. And their coverage units are outstanding. They're probably the fastest unit that we'll face this year on special teams.
How is Robert McClain doing if he has to, play the whole game if Shanti can't make it back?
Well, Robert has done everything that we've asked him to do up to this point. I would anticipate that there would be no issues at all. He would be prepared and ready to go. Robert has been a pleasant surprise in every step of the journey, from making the squad to becoming our nickel corner, being able to play the right and left corner in this past ball game, and even having the lineup at dime for us. So I think he's ready for his opportunity if it does present itself.
Matt's ability last week to put his difficulties behind him and still lead a touchdown drive, ultimately win the game. It says a lot about his personality, the way he's able to put stuff, kind of just be focused on what's coming up in the next play. Because he does, but my question is, he does the same thing when things are going well. He doesn't do the, get overly excited when you guys are.
I think Matt does a very good job of compartmentalizing everything in terms of how he prepares himself. And you've got to be able to do that as you go through the sequence of a game. If it's a good play, you put it in the compartment and you move on, and you move on to the next one. If it's a bad play, it's the same thing. And I think it just speaks volumes of his, of his ability to put things behind him and be very resilient. And I think we've shown that as a football team a number of times this year.